Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide and need your regular prayers. And now, here is today's presentation.
The Roman officers and the other soldiers at the crucifixion were terrified by the earthquake and all that had happened. They said, "This man truly was the Son of God." The Gospel of Christ. Amen. We're close. We're close now to the end. For the last 5 weeks, we've traced Jesus' persistent steps toward the cross. And this Sunday, we get very confusing signals. Great joy and happiness as the people shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Then a few short days, the same people, the same bunch of hopeful adorers, soon become hateful accusers. It's a shocking turn of events. Jesus enters into Jerusalem to cries he knows will turn to accusations. He came down from heavenly glory to take on our lot in this life, in this world. This world that teaches that what matters most is, the world teaches what matters most is. What you or I want is what we want. It's not about what others want or need. It's about us. That's the world that we're in. Yet Jesus, who is God, creator of the universe, shows us that he knows what really matters. And it isn't what the world teaches, that's for sure. He taught us, give what you want the most. Love. That's what he did by his walking on this earth, teaching us all of the many, many joys of walking as a Christian, following as Jesus' steps. We discover the truth that's all about love. Basically, he is saying, give what you want most. Love. It's not to be taken what you want most, but give what you want most. And who doesn't want love most? So this morning, we reach the sobering and even brutal conclusion to the account of our Lord's passion. And I have to admit that each year as we begin to approach this point, the climax and the conclusion of Jesus' earthly life, I feel welling up inside of me one simple, pathetic cry. Why? Why did he have to cry, hang on a cross and die so brutally? And perhaps you recognize the same question too. It is the same cry we utter when we are confused by our circumstances. Especially right now. Why, Lord? Sometimes we're outraged. Can't go outside in a beautiful day in warm weather. Having to contend with children who are a challenge because they don't want to be cooped up anymore. Not being able to visit family who you love and care for, or at least stand at least, you know, in a car and talk to them. The distancing is terrible. We miss those that we love so, so much. Why, Lord? It's also true that prior to this COVID challenge that we face, many of us were already facing challenges. Why did the sickness come back? Why is my child struggling so much in school? And why do I feel so much alone? There's a lot of us seniors who are experiencing a challenge being alone. Not easy. Never is. But at least we could get out and participate in life, join the groups in our Bible studies and our opportunities to connect with those we love and care for. And now we can't. It's even worse now, isn't it? Why? Why? It's the question that comes from our deep desire to find meaning in the apparent meaningless events that we're going through right now. Just stay at home. And yet there's war still going on. There's persecution still going on with Christians. There's crime, and some people say even more crime just lately because of the frustrations of being at home. Why? It's a question that comes from our attempt to understand and to not feel so overcome by the senseless events beyond our control. As you know, I found I had to give up media. The only way I could give any semblance of control and give it back to Jesus. Because otherwise, I was taking control and worrying and fussing. And maybe you have too. So it's just a question that haunts me and maybe you. Each year at just this time, why must Jesus die like this? Why must it end this way for our Lord and Savior? Why the mockery? Why the abuse? Why the nails? Why the cross? Why, in the end, such an agonizing, shameful death? Well, why not peace instead, Lord? Why not love and reconciliation, Lord? Why, God, did it have to be so brutal? My friends, Jesus, as a man, tried to teach and model peace. He taught love and reconciliation. But on his painful end at the cross, he asked the same question that we've been discussing briefly in this sharing. He cried out from the cross in a very loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? He knows, as a human being, born of a mother Mary, he knows our pain. He knows our agony. And even yet, Jesus faced the same challenges we face as we walked on this earth. But thank God, Jesus persevered to the end. And he didn't sin, despite all the taunting in the last week, all the betrayal of his friends Peter and Judas, and the fact that so many of them left him at the cross alone. Jesus answers the question early in his rescue mission. When we read in John 3:16, this is the answer as to why he was on the cross. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus answers the question why at the end of his mission. We've just heard it in the dramatic readings of the scriptures this morning. If we were together at Holy Communion as we normally would be, we would hear these words. At the meal, Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. For you. Did you hear those last two words? This is my body, Jesus said, given for you. Even for Judas, who betrayed him, even for Peter, who denies him, even for Saul, who was trying to persecute all those Christians later on, he died for those who deserted him and for us. Everything Christ suffers, all the humiliation and all the shame, all the defeat and agony, he suffers for us, that we might have light in our darkest hour and eternal hope in his name. That's why he suffered, that we might have life and light in our darkest times and eternal hope in his name. And we know, because Luke makes it clear, even painfully clear, that Jesus gave himself over to death willingly, As Jesus writes in his passion account, as Luke writes in his passion account, Jesus prayed, "If you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet, not my will, but yours be done." Right up to the end, as a human, he pleaded, "Take this cup from me. Yet, not my will, but yours be done." Do you see? Jesus' life is not ripped away as in some horrible accident, nor is it torn from him in some senseless tragedy. No. Jesus gave himself fully and freely for us, for you, for me, and for the whole world. Because that's why he came. He came to take our sins from us. All those occasions where we've not done what we know we should do, and we've done what we know we shouldn't do. That's why he came. To take us sins away from us. To make us worthy to stand before God. When we pass from this world to the next, we couldn't do enough good or think enough good thoughts to make up for all our bad choices. But God allowed Jesus' death on the cross so we are forgiven and reconciled and redeemed to God himself. There are clearly two choices that many people make when we hear the gospel or the good news. Possibly this very moment, this morning, some of us present are reading and listening to this scripture, but we have disbelief. And we might even have some derision for the idea, who needs a savior? Just a fairy tale. There are some people that don't take this experience of Jesus Christ's death on the cross seriously. They often have heard it said, I have, where people will say, that Christian stuff, well, maybe okay for you, Dave. Maybe okay for you. But not for me. Some people have, however, responded the opposite. Some people have accepted the truth of this statement, the good news of the gospel. They've received the good news and accept the fact that Jesus Christ who came was indeed a human being, born of a mother, born of a human mother. And we know, Lord Jesus Christ, that many people have come to a decision, uncomplicated, a simple faith. Jesus is Lord of my life. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. I accept him as my Savior for the sins I have done. Forgive me, Father. That simple, uncomplicated confidence is all it takes to accept the truth of why Jesus came. Matthew seems to make it clear with this witness story we've just heard. So it's up to you and I to choose. Do we accept the truth? Jesus is our Savior. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish. That's you and me. We will not perish, but we'll have everlasting life with Jesus, reconciled and redeemed, overcoming our sins. We know one thing in closing. We have chosen Jesus. And if you have chosen Jesus, you have no fear of death. Why? Because of his death on the cross, he accomplished his mission. Remember that famous words, Jesus on the cross. Jesus said, "It is finished. It is accomplished." His purpose in coming onto this planet was achieved. You and I are made worthy because of his death on the cross. Our sins are forgiven, and we can stand before our Lord and Savior in total confidence when we pass. Jesus did it all. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Father, may the words of my mouth and meditations of all our heart present be worthy in thy hearing. Amen. Well, we're in the latter part of our service now, this morning service. I'd like to close with a few prayers that are very familiar to all of us. Would you join me in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, Lord, now and forever. Amen. As we continue on this morning prayer, you would be able to remember these if you were in the church. We do them regularly. O Lord, show us your mercy and grant us your salvation. O Lord, save our nations and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Clothe your ministers with righteousness and make your chosen people joyful. O Lord, save your people and bless their inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, for only in you can we live in safety. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God. Take not your Holy Spirit from us. And the collect of the day is to strengthen and await Christ's return. Most merciful God, by whom the death and resurrection of your Son Jesus Christ delivered and saved the world, grant that by his faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Redeem all your day from us all the days by this victory. Forgive our sins, banish our fears. Make us bold to praise you and to do your will. Instill us to wait for the consummation of your kingdom on the last great day. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And I'd like to give a collect for peace that you're familiar with as well. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is to have eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of your enemies, that we may surely, trusting in our defense, in your defense, Lord, may not fear the power of any adversary, especially at this time, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I would like to read you some scriptures that will be helpful in this time as we are continuing to not know the end of how long we're going to be in this cocooning situation. From Isaiah 41. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. And a reading from Philippians 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds through Jesus. Philippians 4, 6, 7. And our last one for this morning, John 14, 27. Peace is what I leave with you. It is my own peace that I give you, Jesus said. I do not give peace as the world does. Do not be worried and upset. Do not be afraid.
Thank you for tuning in. If you've been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website gncm.ca, and be sure to share your good news if you've come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart. and may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with his constant, abiding, and accompanying love.